Heavy rain could spell disaster.
There could be any number of hazards. The road could have washed away. You just don't know.
President Trump on the attack.
Fake, disgusting news.
Security chiefs issue warning.
We continue to see a pervasive messaging campaign by Russia.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Parts of Lynchburg, Virginia have been evacuated. There are concerns a dam could fail after a round of heavy rain. CBS's Chip Reed says some areas could be swamped with 17 feet of water in just minutes if it gives way.
That's pretty scary.
A roaring torrent of water gushed out of the College Lake Dam Thursday, flooding nearby Blackwater Creek and forcing the evacuation of more than 120 homes.
That's about as high as I've ever seen it.
Floodwaters spilled into nearby neighborhoods, turning parks into ponds and chewing up roads. Drivers were stranded in standing water. And rescue boats went door to door, evacuating families late into the night.
An official told us moments ago the situation improved some overnight. A new round of evacuations has been ordered near the Mendocino National Forest in Northern California because of a wildfire. Fires in that region have destroyed more than 1,000 homes. President Trump hit the road last night to step up his attacks on the news media.
But they can make anything bad because they are the fake, disgusting news.
And CBS's Weijia Jiang says the president called the Russia investigation a hoax not long after his national security team warned Moscow is still very much a threat.
President Trump once again defended his summit with Vladimir Putin and slammed the Russia investigation during a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. He did not bring up Moscow's ongoing interference in U.S. elections, even though just hours earlier.
The president has made it very clear, I think, what his priority is.
The president's national security chiefs delivered a full-court press to address what they called a pervasive campaign by Russia to weaken and divide the United States.
We acknowledge the threat. It is real. It is continuing. And we're doing everything we can to have a legitimate election.
Our democracy itself is in the crosshairs.
FBI Director Christopher Wray laid out many methods of attack they have uncovered.
Manipulating news stories, spreading disinformation, leveraging economic resources, and escalating divisive issues.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis says his department is taking active measures to protect election security, including monitoring our adversaries.
From Moscow, there's word a Russian woman hired by the Secret Service to work at the U.S. Embassy is suspected of being a spy. She was ousted from her job last year after it was found she was having unauthorized meetings with Russian intelligence. L. Todd Wood writes about national security for the Washington Times.
She had access to email, intranets, and other facilities and infrastructure at the embassy. So there probably has to be a very in-depth investigation as to what damage was done, because we probably really don't know at this point.
Some illegal immigrants at the southern border have been sent back to their home countries. Their kids are still here. CBS's Wendy Gillette says there's disagreement over how to deal with that.
The Trump administration and the ACLU are worlds apart when it comes to how to reunite hundreds of immigrant children whose parents were deported at the southern border. The administration wants the ACLU to find parents in their home countries. The ACLU says that's the job of the government. A U.S. district judge is holding a conference call with both sides later today. 410 children who were separated are still in the custody of Health and Human Services.
Federal authorities have charged a former worker at a Phoenix facility for immigrant children with sexually abusing 8 teenage boys in 2016 and 17. Police in the Washington, D.C. area are looking for a 12-year-old Chinese girl who was abducted yesterday from Reagan National Airport. CBS's Laura Podesta says Jinjing Ma was last seen with an unknown woman.
According to the Amber Alert, Ma had not yet checked into her flight, but had her passport on her. Surveillance video shows the woman helped her change clothing. Then the two walked together to the arrival section and into a car, possibly a white Infiniti.
She entered the vehicle without any force, but that does not release any of our concerns.
Officials say Ma could be in extreme danger. They're already in contact with the Chinese embassy and the FBI's Office of Human Trafficking.
In Iowa, the family of a missing college student is speaking out. CBS's Adriana Diaz says Molly Tibbetts vanished while on a run just over 2 weeks ago.
The family believes she's still alive and may have been abducted. Her boyfriend pleaded for her safe return.
Everybody has a Molly in their life, a person that has affected her, them in a way that she affected everybody standing up here right now. And imagine if this was you, somebody had taken your Molly.
FBI agents have also joined in the search and are analyzing location data from her Fitbit and cell phone. And while the investigation continues in Brooklyn, Iowa, Tibbetts' family wants the search to go nationwide.
Football practice opens today at Ohio State University without head coach Urban Meyer. He's on administrative leave as the school investigates whether or not he knew about domestic abuse allegations against a former assistant. The Bob Evans restaurant chain has ended a new endorsement deal with Meyer. Apple CEO Tim Cook says when the company's value hit $1 trillion yesterday, it was a milestone. But in a memo to workers, he said products and customers come first. Contributor Nicholas Thompson says one product has clearly led the way, the iPhone.
Think about all the industries that used to exist and that we used to use that are now on our phone. Simple things like alarm clocks and calculators, to calendars, to cameras, to maps, to MP3 players. They built this amazing product and everything went inside of it.
The government says employers added 157,000 jobs in July and the nation's unemployment rate fell to 3.9%. Today is International Beer Day. We belly up to the bar with CBS's Bill Rakoff.
If you plan on shutting down the work week with a brew, chances are it's going to be a craft beer, according to Jim Varell, the food and drink writer at Pace Magazine.
I would say that the best beer in the world is being made in the United States right now, and just about anyone who's really into craft beer would probably agree with that at this point.
Josh Knowles, the beer writer for the Chicago Tribune, he says it's a great time to be a fan of craft beers.
We literally just have options in front of us that were unfathomable to the previous generation of beer drinkers.
Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Guinness opens its first brewery in the U.S. later today. It's in Relay, Maryland, outside Baltimore. 200 people will work there, making the Guinness Blonde beer and some other new offerings for American drinkers. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry and Julia Weaver. I'm Steve Kaif, CBS News.